Nurses and doctors who work for two Franklin-based hospital chains say the company's financial uncertainty is becoming evident on the front lines of patient care. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports several nurses spoke at the annual shareholders meeting of Community Health Systems and its recent spinoff, Quorum.
At a California hospital owned by Quorum, RN Jennifer Holmes says her obstetrics unit has lost 40% of its staff over the last few years.
You lose the nurses who can kind of watch out for the newer nurses and say, hey, this is something you have to watch out for with your patient. It means that our night shift right now struggles to adequately staff the unit to provide appropriate care.
And Holmes says it feels like the hospital isn't focused on long-term recruitment and retention. As an owner of Quorum stock, Holmes was allowed to speak at the annual shareholders meeting in Franklin. Her nurses union has been arguing that any company that acquires Quorum or Community Health should know that they might have to make investments to improve the overall operations of the hospitals. Some doctors have been making a similar case that there's been a lack of corporate investment. This week, a group of physicians in Indiana announced a bid to buy hospitals in Fort Wayne from Community Health. The publicly traded hospital chain has been trying to get out from under a mountain of debt by selling off hospitals. Its stock price has rebounded somewhat, but at one point was down 90% from its high point in 2015. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.